This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, the Iran-Middle East conflict has now given another argument for Congress to quickly approve year-round E15 sales.
It just speaks to the need for us to take every action we can to insulate ourselves from these kinds of geopolitical-induced price spikes.
And with rising oil and gas prices now fueled by the conflict, Renewables Fuels' Troy Breedenkamp says Congress needs to approve year-round sales now.
If it were to be adopted nationally, it would remove or displace almost half of the volume that is coming from OPEC countries.
While boosting corn demand as war fuels higher input costs.
At probably the worst time possible, you're going to see input prices going up because of this as well for the American farmer.
But ethanol's E15 war with mid-sized refiners isn't over despite the president's backing of year-round sales.
Mid-sized refiners in particular will have a very comfortable margin regardless of what's happening in the Middle East.
But not the consumer, which is where year-round E15 comes in.
Every additional percentage of ethanol that can be blended into gasoline is going to be lowering the price at the pump. That is our story. That is the one we will be trying to get through to Congress and the need to get year-round E15 done.
But not as part of the farm bill, though Breedenkamp expects someone to try.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.